This is Michael. You're listening to Models of Masters, and I'm so grateful you're here. I'm breaking down personal stories, learned wisdom, and pieces of insight I hope can help you along your journey. Head over to my website, michaelbecker.org, for much more. And with that, let's get right into the show. There's a new and emergent opportunity for entrepreneurs who are building large companies in particular, or multi-function, multi-member companies, as opposed to small teams or sole proprietor businesses, when it comes to marketing and content. And that is to decentralize content production by moving to what I call a participatory distributed publishing model. Here, your entire team becomes responsible for content, removing the burden off of you or one or two individual marketers. One of the biggest issues that a lot of large legacy-minded enterprises face, at least the ones that I've been with in the past, is this sort of blind adherence to the way it's always been. And this is a philosophy that tends to permeate many areas of the business, but I can speak most accurately to content since that has been my experience, and specifically content output. The problem is, we don't live in the same world that we did 10 years ago when I began my career in the B2B SaaS industry. The media landscape and the way that consumers prefer to engage with companies and content have shifted dramatically. The premise of my book, Content Capitalist, is that the old model is broken. It's no longer sufficient to have, you know, a couple content writers as the ones in charge of creation and distribution. By far, a better option is a bottom-up model where your entire organization becomes collectively responsible for content, documenting insights, unleashing their perspectives, or simply sharing obscure details about their domain expertise on a branded, almost open-source platform where everyone at the company can disseminate their thoughts unrestricted in any capacity. My prior experience is mainly in marketing automation, so I'll use that as an example here. Now, if I'm a director of marketing, for instance, where do I really go to get information that's going to shift and shape my perspective on my work? Is it in a relatively rudimentary piece of content that was written by a junior marketing coordinator on a vendor's biased blog? Is it really on a service provider's Twitter page where a social media manager is spouting off generic ideas just to try to get a lead or to sell their product? Part of the problem, to put it another way, is that most scale-up or large companies have their multi-member content team creating 101 level subject matter for a target whose baseline is at least 301. Well, what if there was a way to flip that, right? What if we could release better content from more qualified internal experts? This would include the people behind the curtain, the engineers, the systems and IT guys, the people in the product. On top of that, with the encroachment of AI plus more creator tools reducing the barrier to entry for content, we now have the tools to amplify quantity infinitely, but quality is starting to ever so slightly deteriorate in tandem. We're now in this subtle arms race to amplify output. But output alone isn't enough. Now, authenticity is taking precedence. Quantity plus authenticity equals attention, which is the holy grail for business owners. In the old model, the system capacity just wasn't there to allow for quantity to the degree which can be possible with a distributed content mechanism. What I'm proposing is this: opening idea sourcing and even content publishing to the entire organization, by encouraging, enabling, and even enforcing everyone in the company to become in-house brand journalists. At minimum, this can be optional. To the extreme, you could even require it as a condition of employment. Look, product is important. R&D is always going to be a priority. So is running the organization. But content is now as, if not more, consequential than all of those things. A distributed model accounts for both quantity and quality, aka authenticity. Such a shift would remove the burden from one or two writers or bloggers currently at the helm. Marketers would no longer be the sole generators of company content. This is not such a radical proposition when you consider that most enterprises already use some employee contributed content in some form, even if it's just like culture videos or customer interviews or resharing a team member's post on social media on your corporate handle. If I were molding a new content function for any growth stage company, regardless of industry, personnel, or resource capacity, I would have them institute some variation of this employee-fueled decentralized publishing house. Instead of a content person creating everything, as a bottleneck no less, who doesn't have the behind-the-scenes expertise to create at the level that's needed anyway, every employee would be expected to write or record content pertinent to their function. In my opinion, it's somewhat naive to think that anyone under 40 doesn't have the know-how or skills to contribute content for a company media hub. They do it in their own life. You know, if they have a LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, etc., then conceivably they know how to create and publish content. You just need to help steer in the right direction with contributor guidelines, a little direction, and maybe an editor running the ship. To that point, I'd hire one editor-in-chief to run the show, maybe one program manager to edit for consistency and grammar, manage the fluid editorial calendar, and help format the content, and then rely on my extended team to provide relevant material as in-house reporters. The content itself can be raw. It doesn't have to be release ready when it's shipped. It just has to be authentic. In addition to serving the content to my in-house editor, I would request or require that employees focus on their personal brand just as much as whatever their day job currently is. Yes, we're to that point. In a creator-centric model, the system constraint is the capacity and knowledge base of the team responsible for creating content. But let's be honest, most content managers are trained to write for SEO and top funnel traffic, not for the customer. With a company-centric newsroom, there is no constraint. Content is guaranteed to be more diverse, more relevant, and more value additive for an audience who's looking for real, tangible, unbiased stuff that they know they won't glean from a surface-level blog written by a junior marketing person. Zooming out a little bit, this format would simultaneously achieve three things. It would, one, release captive insights held by subject matter experts who may otherwise have no inclination to share. Two, enable exhaustive end-to-end knowledge sharing, not just for prospects, but for the benefit of the entire company. And three, turn your media platform into an open forum to enable a greater diversity of viewpoints without heavy constriction of a gatekeeper. And so your editor isn't so much saying yes or no to what comes in. They're more focused on circulating brand guidelines, sharing prompts perhaps to help foster ideas on a monthly basis, setting quarterly themes, for example, and collecting and standardizing the resultant incoming assets for distribution. I didn't truly know the nuts and bolts of the software for any of the companies that I worked for in the past, and most marketers, to my knowledge, don't. But you know who did? The solutions team. The product people, the programmers, all willing and able producers of content. All we had to do was ask. We did that in two ways at the automation platform that I was with back in 2017. We got our eclectic solutions consultant team involved in running a bottom funnel fireside chat series where they shared behind the curtain insights about campaign building and execution. We got their team leader bought in first so that we could frame it as a new but crucial part of the job, an opportunity for them to showcase their knowledge and be front-facing in content, not as an addition to their already hectic workload. And they took right to it. The performance series, as we called it, unlocked loads of nuance that had been stored in their minds but otherwise never would have seen the light of day. The value-packed three-season program gave them a space to discuss best practices, drop tips to get the most out of the software, and reveal specific use cases to bring clients a more technical, hands-on view that my small content team honestly never could have provided, no matter how great of writers we were. It wasn't meant to drive loads of new traffic. It wasn't meant to attract leads. It was content that was meant to create better customers. We took a similar approach with a now defunct company podcast. Even though I was the one orchestrating it, the purpose was to empower influencers clients and employees to tell their stories, not for the marketing team to go hee-haw about how great we were. Depending on the company, there may be hundreds of would-be creators willing and eager to liberate their wisdom. In this way, employee-contributed content could unlock an entirely new stream of hidden value. You may get some pushback in the beginning, especially from older employees or others who are already at full capacity with important projects. Help them understand that that's exactly why you want them to start sharing their work and why you want to work with them, precisely because it's so important that it's too valuable to be kept in isolation. They don't need to reveal proprietary company secrets or the personal details of their day-to-day. That's not what we're talking about. We're asking for contribution, for thought leadership, even for something as simple as a supporting quote for a story. Also help them understand the value of building their personal brand. You can frame the exercise as being crucial to bolstering their value to the organization and to your customers. They're so good at what they do, they need to be sharing on social, allowing you to reshare their insights, etc. I can't think of a single time that I've solicited contributed content from my extended team and not been exceedingly pleased with their contribution. It's always better, always more nuanced than what I could have ever delivered. Is it sometimes unorganized? Absolutely. Does it often need to be cleaned up? Of course. Even still, it's always better. The fact is, in the new digital economy, your content team should not be writing your content. They should be editing it, organizing it, obtaining it, running the media house, operating on the macro where their value will be more impactful anyways. In a 2023 podcast episode, Gary Vee astutely recognized how much downtime a lot of in-store associates or cubicle employees often have. Why not ask them to record slice of life content, do office tours or store tours, record product reviews, or do informal conversations, even with other employees, so as to maximize that excess time for which they're getting paid? Why not have them share 3 to 5 long-form posts per week on LinkedIn on whatever topic they wanted with a little coaching from your content people? You could then turn your social media manager into more of a facilitator or even a trainer and shift their responsibilities to curation, collection, and compilation. Then they could publish various snippets from the team in a single asset from the corporate handle, which would also free them up to distribute more fresh content at a higher frequency since it's getting produced by other creators as part of this new content combustion engine. Suddenly, the company could transform itself into a real-time media platform just by unlocking a dormant stockpile of content ammunition with which to work. This kind of approach would require almost no added input, but let you access nearly exponential output simply by leveraging surplus time that would have otherwise been lost. And if you don't want to try to turn your corporate ship this drastically, or if you can't enlist employees for whatever reason, there are still other ways to make this shift to a smaller degree. You can start going live at conferences, company outings, or other get-togethers. You can do office walkthroughs, conducting impromptu interviews or spontaneous gamified experiences with your extended team. Or you can do a sort of internal street team every Friday, for example, by conducting 2-minute interviews at a setup booth or a studio to collect topical snippets for a compilation video. And so a distributed newsroom model really makes most sense from every perspective that you look at it. It's the best move for your audience. It's the best move for customers, and it'll take the brunt of creation off your and your marketing team's back, allowing for better content to be run at a higher frequency with much more variety. That is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. My book, Content Capitalist, is now on sale. You can visit my website, michaelbecker.org, to grab your copy. There's also a link in the description. And if you'd like to learn more about what me and my team at Neocore are building, you can visit our website, neocore.co. You can learn more there and join the waitlist for when we launch later this year.